For ease of listening, footnotes and scriptural citations included in the print version are omitted from this audio version. Evangelistic services. The majority of apostolic faith services around the world are evangelistic in nature. The Great Commission given to the disciples by Jesus specified that they should go and preach the gospel to every creature. The Apostle Paul instructed the younger minister Timothy to do the work of an evangelist. That challenge applies to ministers of the gospel in our day as well, and the primary way we fulfill that is to hold gospel meetings, where the emphasis is on the need of every individual to prepare for eternity. A veteran apostolic faith minister and missionary to Africa, George Hughes, wrote this compelling description of the goal of apostolic faith church services. The great aim of all our work, either inside or outside, in our own church buildings or in rented facilities at a neighboring community, is the salvation of souls. For this reason, it is vitally essential that every service we hold is completely successful from start to finish. The songs, selection of music, testimonies, and above all, the sermon should be so inspiring and inspired that every unbeliever will receive the impetus he needs to start him on his way to God. As ministers, the spirit of evangelism should always be with us, a passion, an unquenchable fire, the underlying motive and compelling force behind every undertaking in the work of the Lord. The spirit of evangelism must never be missing from our services. The great aim of our evangelistic meetings always should be to present the gospel that will bring sinners under conviction and ultimately win them for Christ. The songs sung, the testimonies given, and the word preached should be with this end in view. A vital part of our evangelistic services is the time given to personal testimonies, spontaneous accounts given by those whose lives have been changed by the power of God. Typically, gospel hymns and choruses sung by the congregation are interspersed with these testimonies. The sermon in an evangelistic service should be relatively short and evangelistic in tone, with an earnest appeal to sinners. As ministers, we must keep the sinner and his needs in mind as we pray about and prepare our messages. While many of those in attendance will already be followers of Christ, those in our congregations can still glean spiritual instruction and encouragement from an evangelistic sermon. We must do our best to present the pure gospel to those who do not know the Lord and make it absolutely clear to them. At the close of the sermon, we should always invite the unsaved to come forward and seek the Lord for salvation. We may repeat the invitation between verses of the song if we feel led to do so. Often this produces good results, as it gives one who is undecided another opportunity to make a choice for God at a crucial moment. The responsibility for presenting the gospel message in our evangelistic services rests first upon the ministry, and then upon the workers and people of God. We want to make every effort to communicate in a manner that will convince unbelievers of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment to come.